Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, honestly, I mean, I'm not a fan of the cold, but I'm a fan of the fact that I was able to wear sweatpants today and not be sweating. So there's, screw it. You got to find the positive in something on Little Victories. Wearing sweatpants and not being sweating. Not sweating in sweatpants.
There are pros and there are cons.
Today is the day, everyone. It is cold.
It's chilly.
It's chilly.
Erin looked at me this morning. She said, "You're going to want a jacket." I was like, "Ooh, really?"
You're like, "Yeah." I mean, I don't like the cold, but it's a nice to be able to wear sweatpants and not look ridiculous.
The morning briskness, I don't actually mind it. It's when
either.
The briskness lasts the whole day that I start to not like it.
Yeah, the windows are open. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
The windows are open at the house, and they should be at yours too, please God.
Mm-hmm.
It's that cold. What's your little victory?
So my little victory is, well, today is my wife, she's a teacher, Erin, and a lot of other teachers, first day, whether they got kids or not.
Yep.
She does not got kids
today.
They're
going back without kids first. Yep.
Yeah, she's going back today, and my little victory is that I actually saved her life today.
What?
Boy, when I tell you, I look down as I'm taking my phone, my wallet out of my pockets and setting them into the car on my way to work this morning.
Yeah.
And notice I got not one, both set of keys to her car. As I'm already down the road. So I quick
thank God you noticed.
Bruh.
Thank God. She's got to go to work today and you would have been with her car keys.
Would have been a weird morning.
That would have been a bad morning.
You know? So that's what I mean by little victories, that silver lining. Like, though I had to
congrats, you get to live today. You know what? I'm so happy for you, DC.
We all surviving this morning, baby. Silver linings, little victories.
Little victories. All right, the question of the day is coming up next, everybody. It's a brand new week on Allie and DZ leading up to Labor Day. What?
We said what we said.
Oh, my gosh. All right, hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. We talk about our weekends every single Monday morning, and I'll go first.
Yeah, please do. Ladies first,
I started
always.
Friday with some Botox at Allume. Best day of my life. Thank you, Gigi at Allume and Franklin. I just want to shout her out. But more importantly, yesterday was about family. You know, I said I'm just more into the family stuff.
Right.
And I want to spend time with my friends and family. So Saturday night, went out with my girlfriends to dinner.
Ooh.
And yesterday, had a fun day. day with my old nanny Ella and her kids. She's got three now, and so her son Zeke is 8 months. And we haven't seen Zeke since he was like born.
Baby.
That's how quick it goes.
I mean, 8 months will happen before you even think about it. You go, whoa, it's,
So she came over. It was like old times where she just walked into my house, made herself coffee, and we sat down. She was in my house for so many years taking care of my kids.
Yep.
It's so natural.
She knows where everything is.
She comes in. She just does her thing.
And literally.
We had a great afternoon hanging out with them and seeing them, and that was it. So lots of friends and family. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I didn't make it to Mexican Fiesta. I was so bummed.
I was going to ask.
I was exhausted. After our friends left yesterday, I took a three-hour nap.
Ooh.
I never nap.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not a big napper.
I was tired, yeah.
I had a little snooze in.
Had to catch up on my weekend. What about you, DZ?
Well, I honestly feel you on having to catch up on the weekend because Friday, like you mentioned, I was out at Mexican Fiesta.
It looks so fun.
It was lit. I forgot to text our promo staff. I wanted to be like, bro, send me all of the pictures because I was not active in
you were
taking.
Busy.
Yeah, yeah. I was busy.
Yeah,
I was saying what up.
Yeah.
I was, you know, moving around, moving and grooving. And I also needed to, you know, use both hands to stay in balance.
That's true. You're still getting better.
Which is good. But Friday night, we went to Lil Wayne back at the Summerfest grounds at the AmFam Amphitheater.
How was it to have Lil Wayne and Mexican Fiesta all on the Summerfest grounds at once? What was that like?
It was exactly what you imagined it to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Honestly,
it was awesome.
Wayne is Wayne. It was my wife and I's third time. That's my wife's favorite artist. She geeked
she loves Lil Wayne, loved him,
bought merch. You know how she is. Right. Saturday, went down to Illinois to meet our friend's baby because they had had a baby recently.
Yeah.
You know, shout out the homies. I don't want to out them. It's not all, you know, super public, but we went out.
What are they, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Borderline.
You got famous friends? Talk to me. What?
But no, we went out, said, hey, you know, met the baby. It was cute. And then Sunday, back to Illinois because we were celebrating my mom and my beautiful wife's birthday.
Oh, you did the wife mom birthday this weekend. How was that?
It was good. Mm. You know, had a little sancocho, which is a pretty common, famous Colombian soup. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I want to understand. You better make me some.
It's got potatoes, plantains,
yum.
You know, yuca, three different meats, all the veggies you could think, and it's just, it hits the just so perfectly.
I love it. Well, Daryl in Racine, he said he went to a pinball tournament, made it through 17 rounds to take second place, made for a great weekend. He texted that in at 414-533-1037.
Flex on him.
Jair from Muskego said, took the kiddos to Dandelion Days on Sunday in Muskego. I didn't realize Dandelion Days was this weekend.
I didn't realize there was a Dandelion Days.
It's a thing in Muskego. It's a big festival in Muskego. I was aware because last year I was down in Muskego during it. That was the only reason I happened to be there.
Huh.
So they went to the parade and then the festival after. Yeah, there's a whole thing in
Muskego.
That's
fun. No, that's fun. Dandelions are cool.
Yeah, let's go to the phone and see what everybody else did this weekend. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Waylon and Trail.
Hi, Waylon.
What up, my boy?
Our 7-year-old and his mom in Wabaca. What did you do this weekend?
I got into my black belt club at karate.
Yes! Nice! Yeah, my boy! Woo!
Go, Waylon!
I forgot we had Taekwondo Saturday morning,
dude.
Bro. What? Waylon, you just reminded me.
Yeah, see?
Oh, the boy got into his black belt club. Kia, kia!
Hey-o! That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Please don't hurt me, okay?
I need a bodyguard, Waylon. Are you for hire?
Yeah.
All right, Mom, drop the location. Yeah. We'll hit you up and send you some Venmo.
We'll talk details and cost off air.
Congratulations, Waylon. Thanks for calling, okay?
Okay.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Jenny in Waukesha texted in and said, I went to Lil Wayne on Friday and met DZ.
Ooh, ooh.
Nice. Well, that's exciting. Look, the phones are ringing. You guys can text, and we're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about our weekends and everything you did. So DZ, let's go right to the phones because you and I already recapped ours. You were Mexican Fiesta, Lil Wayne, Taekwondo, family, babies.
Too much.
You name it.
You did basically the same thing.
I kind of did the same thing, spending time with family, friends, and ladies' night on Saturday. So.
Ladies' night. Okay.
I couldn't wait to leave.
I see you.
All right, let's go to the phones. Nick is in Waukesha.
Wait.
Finally.
Who?
I know, we had to dust off his theme song.
Oh, let me find it. Hold on, let me gotta go through the call
like,
catalog.
The hours change or some blah, 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 blah. All I hear is blah, blah, blah.
He said, wah, wah, wah,
when you don't call for a while, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Hi, Nick.
All right, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, Izzy and I went and we did a bunch of running around. We ended up going to Barnes & Noble.
Izzy is his teenage daughter, mm-hmm. for those of you that don't know.
So yes.
And in a couple months, she'll be 18 years old.
Wow.
Man, grown babies. Oh, man.
You can finally go get that. Wait, I almost said something. Never mind.
I can hear the shaking in his voice. He said, boy,
man. Oh, Dad, it's okay. She'll still need you. Trust me.
Facts.
Oh, I know. She's good.
Well, fantastic. Nice. So you did what this weekend?
We went up to Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. We did a bunch of driving around. We actually ended up getting a lot of errands done, and then we ended up cleaning this weekend, so it was kind of cool. We were going to go to Mecca Fest, but we just didn't have the times, unfortunately, but we wanted to come see you guys.
I tried to say that, and then Owen went, Mom, it's open till midnight. No, and of course it is.
Oh, dang.
Of course it is.
You thought it was going to be closing.
I was in bed by 8 o'clock.
I said to Owen, I go, of course Mexican Fiesta lasts till midnight on Sunday. Of course it does.
You sure it's not one, my boy? Listen, midnight is the soft close. Midnight is when they say, please start exiting at some point soon. Last couple songs, las últimas, okay? No more last couple songs.
We swear, the beer is closed.
Hey, this is my last week of summer hours, so we're all good. I can start calling back normal times now.
There we go, my boy. It's good to hear from you, man. Good to hear y'all had a nice busy weekend,
Thanks
too.
Thanks for calling.
Good to hear from you guys. Love you guys.
Bye. Oh, man. Peace, bro.
I want to say Carl texted in. We should talk about this. He went to the Indy races and got some cream puffs, and so did Lori in Cedarburg.
Ooh, I see y'all pulled up. Good for y'all.
Did I read that backwards? Maybe it was only Lori that went to... I don't know why I thought
Carl wasn't that cool. Oops.
I was getting them all mixed up. Saucy said football season has started, and her son Ronnie had his first... I don't know why I said that weird. Ronnie had his first scrimmage this weekend. Ronnie. I don't know why I read it weird.
You went Jersey Shore on us for a second.
I did. And I should read this one. A principal in Milwaukee, that's all they said. That's how they signed it. I decorated my school for the first day of school. Happy first day of school.
Okay. I mean, principal's in Milwaukee for sure.
Good thing.
Y'all do y'all thing.
Let's go to Lisa in Stallywood, see what she did this weekend. Oh, Carl moved out of Indy. My bad. I knew that. I don't know why I said he went to the IndyCar races.
Maybe he drove up here right after.
He was having a rough weekend moving.
I know. It was sad.
Thought about you, Carl. All right, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stallus is very serious about rebranding now as Stallus. I want you to know.
Yes.
I don't know if we can call you Stallywood anymore.
I wrote Stallus.
You did?
I wrote Stallus.
Very nice. All right. Well, Lisa, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I got shipped off to the Dells for work, but, you know, that's not a punishment, right?
I mean, you had to follow somebody on a water slide with your camera? Click, 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 click.
Been there, done that, but no, not this time. I went on the mountain coaster for after work. It was awesome.
Oh, wait.
She actually had a little fun.
You had me at mountain coaster. Hold on. Where is that at?
It's like in the Dells, kind of like along Lake Delta and around the corner from, like, the river.
Is it by itself?
Yeah, and I went in the dark, and it lit up.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that sounds fun.
Coasters After Dark was always cool at Six Flags.
Sounds like Space
Mountain.
Mm-hmm. When you go to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just close your eyes the whole time because it's dark.
The Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney.
That?
It's over at Universal, I think it was.
I didn't know Aerosmith had a coaster.
It was my
coaster.
Very first roller coaster. It might not even be there anymore, but it was so cool because it was inside, mm-hmm. dark, all the guitar, stuff like that. But yeah, no. Coasters After Dark.
You
got to
be
right,
thinking
Lisa.
Of Space Mountain.
No.
Not a Disney one?
I guarantee you. I mean, it was in Orlando, but it was the Steven Tyler Aerosmith rock and roll roller coaster. Oh, my soul.
Amazing.
It was great. No, it sounds like what Lisa was on, you know,
Girl,
over in the Dells.
We could talk about roller coasters all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between DZ growing up by Six Flags, my obsession with thrill seeking, I mean, it was what, Lisa?
It was like so awesome because you're just like in one little car and you can control how fast you go.
Oh.
It was so fun.
Oh, that's different. We got to get out there.
And you're all in the open, like you're wide open by yourself in a little car.
Hold on.
That's
this
different.
Is like when you're coming down a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I was not following the right way.
I was thinking of a roller coaster. This is not a roller coaster.
This is different. This is dope. This is cool. We gotta go do that.
Jinx. All right, Lisa. Now we gotta go. All right, bye.
Bye, Lisa. We gotta go.
Love you.
As soon as we get an idea, we're like, never mind about you. We gotta go.
Forget you, Lisa.
Love you. Bye.
We gotta start planning and booking.
Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha and see what she did this weekend. We're talking about our weekends.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
I was like, Carrie, are you singing this?
Hi.
That's Lucas.
What up, Lucas?
What'd you guys do this weekend, Carrie?
So, because we have the two little ones and we just have so much time to, like, do stuff with them, we had our babysitter next door watch them for a couple hours so that we could get ready for our craft show coming up on the 7th at Mount Mary.
Craft show.
They be crafty. They're crafty people.
They are the ones who made us our Kiss Tetrises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I need to get writer back and tell her what colors we need for new pieces, because we made a request and then I didn't let her know what colors.
All of them. Three of all of them, please.
They left me hanging.
They left her hanging.
Three of all of them, Carrie.
Listen, my texts have become emails, okay? I'm sorry.
Fine.
If I don't write back, it's not just you, it's everyone in America right now. I'm not responding to anyone.
Lucas, are you listening? Three of all of them, Lucas. Three of all of them.
So, you're getting ready for a craft fair. I missed what she did this weekend.
They got rid of the babies. They had their neighbor next door and take the babies for a little bit, so they could babysit and get ready for the show at Mount Mary.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to come visit you then.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, at the craft fair.
Fun.
Well, thanks for calling, Carrie. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Much love.
Last but not least, we got to go to Megan in Waukesha because she has something cool to talk about. Hi, Megan.
How cool, Megan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going really good.
By the way, DZ, the Aerosmith roller coaster is at Hollywood Studios in Disney, not Universal.
Okay, thank you on that one.
Megan, I'm a Disney adult.
I was like nine when I went, so thank you for correcting me.
Thank you. And Cammie.
Sorry, it's a Disney adult thing.
No, I bet.
Cammie in Milwaukee texted in the same thing. They said Aerosmith coaster is alive and well, and it's cool.
Wepa.
So, DZ, yes. I was wondering where this Aerosmith coaster was. Thank you, Megan. Feel better. Of course, you're welcome.
As a kid, you don't know the difference.
It's going to be the Muppets soon, though.
She really is a Disney adult. She knows how the transitions go.
She knows the tea. Clock it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a problem. My husband says it's a problem.
I agree.
That's an argument between you two. What'd you do this weekend, Megan?
So this weekend, I had a fitness challenge at my gym, and I completed it. I am very proud of myself.
It was very hard.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing better than having to complete something physical like a challenge. And it's okay. I know you're a burn boot camp girl. You can say it, Megan, because I know.
Yes.
I've met her. So she loves Burn Boot Camp. And so I assume that's where you were and you did something cool.
How long did the challenge take?
Yeah.
It is done within 15 minutes.
Oh.
But what'd you have to do?
That sounds like a hard challenge. I had to do
25 burpees. I had to do push-ups, pull-ups. I had to run a half mile.
Wait, all in 15 minutes?
Yep.
Allie, we could do that. We just got to start right now.
Don't volunteer us, DZ. Knock it off.
Come on, let's go.
You guys,
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
If Owen or Hudson wrote in, it's going to be trouble for them. That's all I'm going to say. Because all I see is I found my mom's journal.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
First of all, my journal is hidden in my notes. And you need Face ID now to get into them. So,
digital journal. Oh, you're a digital journal girlie.
Now that they made it so you can hide your notes at least on an iPhone, I love that I can lock my notes. So I just go to town sometimes when I need to vent or get it out. Journaling is so good for you. Just like it's releasing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
It's a very good thing I learned in therapy.
Big bet.
Yeah. So anyway.
Who
found whose journal?
Listen. Goes, Allie and DZ, give me a different name because this is wild.
Oh, really?
I was helping my aging parents clean out their home. They're not in assisted living yet, but it's probably coming in the next 5 to 10 years. In the crawl space, I stumbled upon an old box labeled MB, my mother's maiden initials.
Dun, dun, dun.
And my curiosity got the best of me. Inside, I found one of her journals from when my parents first got married through the birth of my older brother. I secretly took it and read through it.
I totally would have too. I'm not going to lie.
And read through what felt like my mom's dirty laundry.
No.
I know it was wrong, but I couldn't help myself, and I almost wish I hadn't. The journal revealed some shocking details about my parents' relationships, including infidelity on both sides, and even more surprising, my mom mentioned that at one point she didn't want any more children. Except for me and another sister who came after my older brother.
Wait, this is getting awkward. Crazy. Okay, go on.
This is getting awkward. So she's reading in the journal, finding out that mom didn't want basically you or your sister, right? She wanted to stop after your brother, okay? That's what I'm gathering. And
this
both
is why you shouldn't have read the damn journal.
And both of them stepped out.
Unbelievable.
She goes, she raps.
There's got to be.
She says, okay, so I'm totally stumped on what to do next. I've been keeping this under wraps for almost a week, and I'm about to explode. Should I talk to my mom about finding her diary? Especially since it happened because they asked for my help. Or do I just keep the secret forever? Maybe I should just spill the beans to my siblings. Seriously, I really need some advice here. What's her name?
This is so good.
Snoopin'.
I was going to say Nosy Nelly. Nosy Noel.
Nosy Noel. I like it.
There
Nosy
you go.
Nosy Noel. Bet.
No offense to my neighbors who have a daughter named Noel, but.
We know a Noel too. Very nice. Noel. Very nice young lady.
Very nice young lady. Okay, so this is crazy because I'm sorry. If I found old stuff in my parents, I would have read it. I remember asking my parents questions like, did you ever do drugs? You know, like asking them these
things.
Oh, you
straight up asked.
Oh, yeah. You ever smoke weed, Mom?
Never.
She's like, of course not, Allison. And I'm like, never.
I was like, I don't trust the fact that my parents would tell me what they've ever done.
I don't believe them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
You almost got to let it seep out on their own once you get older and they start telling you stories.
You know all the inappropriateness. This is what they get for not getting me diagnosed with ADHD as a kid. I used to ask things like, did you wait till you were married to, you know, play hot dogs and donuts?
You were that kid.
Oh, I asked my mom everything and she would be like, probably.
Stop asking questions that don't concern you.
Shocking, I end up on the radio with a mouth like that, but you know what I'm saying?
But Nosy
like,
Noel,
honest to God,
she didn't have to ask any of those questions. She got asked
I'm
for help.
She wanted to know.
She wanted to know, which is
and
why she took the diary
it.
To begin with, obviously. But bruh, she snuck that diary.
To find out that your parents both cheated on each other, I don't even know
how I
would feel about that. I was talking to friends about this weekend, about how many couples deal with infidelity and how many get through it and how many don't. We were talking about how just because couples are happy doesn't necessarily
they
mean
they didn't have trouble.
Or that they're happy.
Or that,
they're happy. Okay. Like sometimes we were talking about couples that have had affairs and then you see them out really happy all over each other. And I go, well, just because it doesn't mean either they could be in the working it out. They could be toxic. This could be their jam.
Could be all
they
fake.
They could be weird. They could be faking it. I go, but the point is you never know, right?
Think about it though. Clearly this happened. You have to be at least 20, 18, at least grown. You've got another sibling. Your parents are old enough to where in 5 to 10 years they're going to be in assisted living. I guess they got to be in their 80s.
The parents.
70s to 80s.
Which means the person who wrote's 30, 40 at least, probably.
I'm thinking
at
you.
Least. They're me.
At the youngest, you're late 20s because your parents had you late,
at
right?
The youngest.
Because you got a sibling that's maybe mid 20s if you guys are close in age. I don't know. But at one point, your parents stepped out on each other.
Yeah.
Both of them. They still had more children after. Even after your mom wrote in her diary that she didn't want no more kids. So that relationship worked out.
Ooh, listen to what Emily in Milwaukee said. I love this. She said, oof, keep it to yourself and therapist. It wasn't your place to read someone else's personal information. Plus, the content was from years and years ago.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, you're kind of like destroying the vision of your parents for what? Was it worth it to know how bad their marriage might have been at times? Did it help you? Did it ruin that vision you had of your family? What did it do? Did it do anything positive is what I'm trying
to
get at.
What does dad know about this? You know, who knows? Maybe dad was also the
worse.
One that never read the diary. He respected that, you know, sanctity of writing your journal and keeping it to yourself. What if nobody really knows what's going on? What if your mother doesn't remember that journal's even there?
Honestly.
You didn't tell her you took it. She obviously wouldn't have let you read it, I don't think.
Sam and Racine said, mind your business. It's from the past. Leave it there. Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Who are you telling,
I know I'm supposed to.
She said, Nosy Noel says she's about to explode. I wouldn't even bother to tell my siblings. You're going to ruin lives.
I would tell them first. I would tell them before I tell my parents. I'd call my sisters first thing and be like, did you know mom and dad cheated on each other?
For me, this is when you bury 6 feet and I'd go 7 for safe measure.
Mm.
You got to dig a grave and throw this one in it. I don't even know what you do with the diary.
Yeah,
you
because
can't
you're
going to
ruin
back.
Your vision of your parents. All right, 414-533-1037. What would you do? What should she do? Nosy Noelle found her mom's diary and read it.
Well, she's got to keep the diary now. She's got to keep she can't bring it back. Like, how do you put the diary back? Where do you put the diary back?
Burn it. You know, did you hear me? I said burn it.
We'll talk to burn y'all it. Next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, Nosy Noelle found her mother's old diary and read it and now is traumatized because she knows all the things you weren't supposed to know about your parents' marriage, like infidelity and things that you just never knew existed.
The fact that she did not want you or your sister.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They didn't really want you either, but they had you.
Maybe in the other diaries that she didn't find, because I'm assuming mom still kept journaling after, or that was the last journal she ever wrote.
Well, there's a lot of babies you don't expect. You still love them to death and you're happy they're there, you know?
Clearly y'all are here and they raised y'all, right? So
Allie in Brookfield texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, what happens in a marriage is not the business of the kids. Get therapy for yourself, but don't share it with your siblings.
I do like that.
Yikes.
I really do like that.
All right, let's go to, you know, let's pull up Bryce. We're going to start with him first. Bryce calls us every day.
Ooh.
He even came in and visited us. Hi, Bryce.
What up, party people?
Big Bryce in the building.
I just have to say, before we get on with the show, this is Bryce and receive the DC kick. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Bryce, I adore you. You're so funny. You are such a character. Bryce, what is your advice, though, for Noelle this morning?
I think she should talk to the mom about it.
Ooh.
And if she tries to deny it, she just shows her the diary.
What are you going to talk
Bryce.
About, though, Bryce? What are you...
And then what? So then you hold the diary in her face, and then what? Now it's awkward for everyone, Bryce.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that way, sometimes you got to make people feel awkward in order to get the truth.
Wow. You're saying confirm.
I knew you were my spirit animal.
Wow.
I knew it.
Wow, Bryce is right. I am definitely shocked by what he said. He's saying you read it, own up to it, ask your mom about it, and make her tell you.
Sometimes you gotta make people feel awkward to get the truth. If that's not
and,
the truest
and
thing I've ever heard.
I have to say, there's something I have to tell you. Can we talk off air when you're done with
this? You know
what,
Bryce? Yeah,
Hold on. Yes, sir.
Bryce,
man,
hold on.
Man is a genius, a savant, and a scholar.
Said, make it awkward. That's why he's just blunt. He's like, enough.
Wow.
Make it awkward.
I mean, what else are you going to get? You're either going to get your mom to lie straight to your face, or she's going to tell you what's up, and you go, no, look, mom, no hands. Here's your journal.
Wow, we have so many texts. Marissa texted in saying, it could have been a venting diary or couples therapy diary. Just tell a friend to get it off your chest and don't mention it to family.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like that.
Courtney said, Courtney here, I think if you need to vent it out, talk to your parents to get clarity, not your business to spread and cause drama.
Yeah, like the last text, you had me up until you said, tell somebody else, tell a friend. Nah, don't take it outside the family.
Yeah.
If you got a partner... Maybe tell
even
a cousin.
Worse, yeah, if you're I see what you're saying.
Don't tell your siblings, though. Don't tell a rando, though, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you just told a lot of people on the air.
No kidding.
I mean, use this as your vent. You told us, don't tell anybody else. How about that?
Yeah.
That's the advice.
This
you
is
told
it.
Us. This is it.
You're done.
Play it back as many times as you need to, Nosy Noelle, and this is it.
We got to go to Heather in Shorewood. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme
Ooh,
song.
Hold on. I got to find it. I'm
it's
forgetting
It's definitely
my letters.
Not hot in here, but, you know, hey. Heather. H. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Thank you.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Our songs are in alphabetical order, so that's why DZ was like H, H, H.
I went over H
Heather,
four times.
Heather, H.
H.
It's always hot for me, though, because I'm at that point.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. Well, we girl, wow. Preach, because women don't talk enough about that adult puberty, but that's another topic for another day. All right, in reverse. Yeah. That's what I've been hearing it called, adult puberty in reverse. DZ's trying not to laugh right now. God, you can laugh. You can laugh.
Nope.
You can laugh. It's fine.
He's afraid to.
I find it funny.
He's afraid to. Nope. DZ, I've been on this station so long, a lot of these women are with me, okay?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
My girls know. All right, Heather, what's your advice, though?
You kind of got to live with your secrets. You kind of deserve it.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Wait, why do you deserve the affair? They had the affair. Why is it your fault?
Well, because she went out of her way to read what was not hers.
True.
Yeah.
And she knew she shouldn't. She snuck it out the house. She knew that was not for her.
I hear what Heather's saying.
Hold on, Heather.
Just because they asked her for help doesn't mean she had to take the diary to read. She could have left it in its place.
So you're telling me, Heather and DZ, I'm going to ask you both the same question. Your mom's diary is staring you in the face, and you're not going to read it?
No. Ew.
No.
Ew.
No?
Oh, ew. I'm grossed out even thinking
about
it.
I know that.
Don't want to know what's in there.
I ask inappropriate questions all the time like you did, but I still have those questions I don't want to know the answer to, and
that
I'm
part.
Pretty sure my mom's journals
is what I don't want to know.
Things I don't want to know.
Oh, man. No. Okay.
Full
okay.
hand on my heart. No way.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay. Received. Makes one of us. But
and your parents are still married. This was right after they had your brother. She probably ended up wanting more kids later on.
Well, and there was also a time when
after they have one kid.
It was a time when you stayed together. You know, just pushed through marriage,
worked
whether you
out.
Were being treated correct or not, whether you were happy. I mean, a lot of couples do go through stuff and don't talk about it, you know, and make it through. So
my curiosity would be, what do you want to know? Right? Like, is it about you? Is it about the infidelity? Like, what questions does Nosy Noelle want to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Because none of this is going to help her in any way, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not going to help her. This is her punishment for reading something she knew better than to read.
That part.
Yeah.
Wow, this is your punishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to a therapist. Do not ruin your relationship with your parents. Do not ruin your siblings' relationships with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it be.
Dina in Hales Corners texted and said, children are not entitled to that information about their parents. They didn't cheat on you. Move on, kid.
Wow. Her, Dina.
Yeah,
and
they
her,
just
Heather.
Cheated on your family. That's all.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God.
It's funny we're playing that song because 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, after Am I the Jerk this morning, which is coming up next. And it involves a very, very tense situation at a wedding involving a stepdad and a biological dad and walking people down the aisle. And
just wait, y'all.
Just wait.
Boy. Girl,
that is coming up next. But I just want to remind you that today, after Am I the Jerk, you could win tickets to hang out with me on Dear Widows Weekend. In November.
Well, I can't. But.
Well, you cannot because you're just not invited. I'm sorry. But it's going on. We're going to be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the Event Center on November 22nd for Dear Widows Weekend. And all week long, we're going to be giving away tickets so you can come hang out with me to see the Magic Men Australia. Yeah. Only are you going to get tickets, you're going to be able to meet them, and you're going to get dinner at Ruyi, which is a restaurant inside Pottawatomie.
Yes, the Asian
and
spot is so good.
End of the week, one of the five winners is going to get an overnight stay at Pottawatomie for that night. So you're going to make a whole fun night of it.
That sounds like
a whole
bag. We're
going to be having a good weekend.
That sounds like a whole bag right there.
That's all I'm going to say about that. So, and then 8:40 is VIP Tacos and Tequila Festival tickets. So, woo! It's exciting.
No, it don't stop, bro. We
it's
loading it up.
Fine,
making
yeah.
you feel good about the last little bits before we get back to business.
You know what? Not only did we fix Find the Five, it's now moving again.
Mm-hmm.
I found it finally after I got clowned on Facebook Live, which was funny.
And I've looked and haven't found it.
And I have now re-hit it. So mm-hmm. Find the Five is still going on for those of you that are wondering. But you know what else is going on?
What's up? What else is going on?
Voice messages from listeners.
Oh.
We have been slacking. DZ. We have all these voice messages. I went in there. I'm like, oh, man.
I think about them from time to time and go, we should play some of those.
That makes one of us. I feel like a bad mom.
A bad mom. You're not a bad
mom.
You're a good mom. You're a great mom.
3 out of 7 days. See, that's how good of a mom I am.
Three out of five. Hey, yeah, weekends don't count.
They don't count.
Parenting don't count
especially
on the weekends.
Especially if they're with their dad. No, I'm kidding. All right, so I want to go in here and play some of these because I played them on Friday, and then I was like, DZ, we got to play these next week. So, okay, let's just start at the top here. I have no idea. This is crazy that I'm doing this. Should we play some of these? I think there was one about Am I the Jerk? Oh, Allison and Racine. Let's hear this.
Good morning, Allison and Racine. Total jerk for mom to reach out to the ex.
Oh.
Same thing happened to me in my divorce. My family chose to continue a relationship with my ex-husband.
Wow.
Despite my protests, and fractured a very large dent in our relationship because of it.
I can imagine.
Like Allie said, you never know what's going on in someone's household.
That's true.
And we had a strained relationship for almost a year and a half after my divorce until they finally saw what I was telling them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They saw the light.
Yeah, that was one of the Am I the Jerks last week for, you know, staying, reaching out to the son's ex. Yeah. That was a hot topic.
If you missed it, you got to listen back on the app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Who's this? This is from Brianna in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's so quiet.
Oh, she said, did I miss Am I the Jerk?
Oh, maybe youngin.
Oh, it's a little kid.
Sound like a youngin.
I mean, kids can leave us. Oh, Carl's in here. Uh-oh. Carl from Indy.
I don't know. Carl.
Get the dump button ready.
Yeah, no kidding. Ready? No kidding.
I'm not kidding.
No, you think I am.
It's been a while, so I'm just curious if you guys still play this stuff on the air, but it's me, Carl and Indy. Just want to let everyone know that I am moving from Indy to another city in Indiana, which is only a 2-hour drive from Milwaukee.
You're still going to be Carl and Indy.
It's not too bad, but there's a lot of layers for the reasoning for moving out.
Oh my gosh, well, we better listen to those before we play that.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
No. Okay. Yeah. If there's layers, let's take a beat on that one.
There's more voice messages in here, but you can always leave them for us, and they might get played back on the air. You download our free Odyssey app. I'm going to unplug this. You download our free Odyssey app, and right there when you go to the Listen Live, you have to follow 103.7 Kiss FM in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
We're red, our logo. Go follow us, and then you can leave a voice message right next to the Listen Live button. You don't even have to listen live. You can just go leave a voice message. Yeah. Whatever, and we will find it eventually.
How about this? The more voice messages you leave, the more we'll play.
There you go. Because I was surprised how many are in here today. I was like, oh man, we're bad parents. We've been reading our kids' messages.
We've been neglecting our kids.
I'm so sorry. The texts have taken over my life around here.
Listen, this is why we need a producer.
You're right about that. All right. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no, because this one's, speaking of layers, this one's thick.
This one is very thick. We got it last week, and it got moved to the front. So let's go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, a groom wrote this in, and he signed it from both of them. Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. to be, but really, he wrote it in, so you understand the context here. He said, hey, Allie and DZ, is my fiance a jerk for not having her biological father walk her down the aisle at our wedding? Mm-hmm. Here's the situation. My fiance grew up her entire life not knowing who her biological father was until last year when they matched through 23andMe. Both of them were excited to find each other, and she also learned she has two half-sisters.
Oh.
Since then, they've been getting to know each other and building a relationship. We've met several times. They've even invited us to family gatherings and holidays. They're wonderful people, and we genuinely want to keep strengthening those relationships. That's, like, phenomenal.
That's like a story. That's a movie.
This is what, I mean, I'm stopping the message for a second to say everyone dreams when they're looking for their biological parents that they're going to want them and embrace them and love them, and it doesn't always happen like that. So to have a positive is phenomenal.
Mwah, chef's kiss. Love this is great. Love that
for you guys.
Love that for you, yeah.
So he continues on, though. He says, they're wonderful people, and we genuinely want to keep strengthening those relationships. Naturally, we invited the entire side of her biological family to our wedding.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep.
The thing is, we started planning the wedding long before we met them.
Okay.
Obviously.
I'm seeing it.
Early on, my fiance asked her two uncles, who have played an important role throughout her life, to walk her down the aisle. They were thrilled and deeply honored to be given that role. Oh, I got goosebumps. Now that the wedding is just a few weeks away, one of her half-sisters asked why their father isn't the one walking her down the aisle. My fiance explained she had already asked her uncles before meeting him and that they've been such an important part of her life. She wants to honor them in this way. One sister completely understood and dropped it. The other said, your uncle should understand. You didn't know you were going to meet your dad.
Which is also
true. I can tell
true.
It's hurting his feelings that you're not having him walk you down the aisle. My fiance is so grateful to have met her father and sisters and wants them to be part of her life moving forward, but she still feels strongly that her uncles deserve this honor because of the role they played all these years.
And I agree.
So is she a jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her biological father? Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. to be. Really, it's the groom.
Yeah.
So let's just say groom.
I mean, we could leave it from both of them.
Sure.
They said it was from both of them.
Sure.
Maybe
fine.
She just didn't want to be the one to write in.
Yeah. So 414-533-1037, that's the number to call or text. You know, I've talked on the show a few times. My cousin did this. Mm-hmm. My cousin did this with her stepfather. And she did not have my biological uncle, her biological father. This is my first cousin. She chose not to have him walk her down the aisle, and she chose her stepfather because
right.
my uncle for many years was an alcoholic. He has been a recovering alcoholic for over 20 years now. He's phenomenal. But for years, he didn't call on her birthday. He didn't show up. Her parents were divorced. He wasn't there.
Absent. Just
he
absent.
He just wasn't there because mm-hmm. he had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they have since come back together. They have a great relationship, but at her wedding, her stepdad walked her down the aisle.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking. I know my uncle's
sure.
heart was broken, but everyone understood why. He wasn't there for birthdays. No card, no nothing. Her stepdad was chosen, and he did not throw a fit. So I understand. I think it's unfair to ask someone who wasn't in your life and act like they're entitled to that.
I guess it's different if they knew about you and were absent in your life.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
On the front end, they didn't know until 23andMe or whatever ancestry kit thing that they did.
23andMe matched them last year. He says, my fiance grew up her entire life not knowing who her biological father was
right.
until last year when they were matched through 23andMe.
And it said when they found out, they were both happy to meet whatever. Like this sounds like it might have been a scenario, which we know has happened,
uh-huh.
where mother got pregnant. Who knows? Maybe it was a short thing, a short fling, a one night. It could be whatever.
It just happened to my sister's best friend. She found her dad in San Diego. Remember, he had no idea.
No
he had a kid.
Clue that he had her.
She thought her dad was somebody else her whole life
right.
because it was a college fling
right.
and her mom, yeah.
Always hit.
And
it
now
like,
she's 50.
So all of a sudden, dad goes, oh my goodness, I have a daughter that I, one,
didn't
know about. Maybe, right? Can we just assume that? Ish.
Yes.
Two, now you're ecstatic about it. Three, you find out she's getting married and go, wow, I've got a child that I've missed so much out on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to miss out. I'm not missing out on anything else. And I get where your heart starts to hurt when you go, dang, I don't have that right. But as the biological father, you feel that ingrainment now that especially you've been inviting him, you've been telling him, you've
but
been wanting to build that bond.
But you're not entitled to that. Her uncles were there, and that's not your fault. Her
nope.
uncles were there, period. They match. Like, it's like being a step-parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's thankless.
Oh, yeah.
So she's trying to say, thank you for help raising me.
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters who have nothing, they just have not been through what she's been through. So they don't have a right to comment on that, in my opinion.
At all. Oh, at all. But they're going to.
They're putting themselves in there.
I'm
going
to say jerk. You heard me.
Wait,
because
knock
you,
it off.
And this isn't about advice, but you can stage this. You can go, all right, so my biological walks me for the first third, and then, you know, the uncles walk me for the last thirds. And you stage
so
it up so everybody gets a little, oh, really? Everybody gets a little nod. Everybody gets
now
a, you know, tip of the hat.
Now you're people-pleasing. Now you're just people-pleasing. You're not keeping it real.
I'm not saying this to people-please. I'm saying this because I do think she's going to end up regretting. The fiance is going to end up regretting if they do continue the relationship with the father, the biological, that she does.
Though, because he just wasn't there. It's not to mean he's not involved. He's at the wedding.
Do
a father-daughter dance or something.
And I love that. But I think, and maybe this is projection, she would regret not having him there to walk her down the aisle and having him at the wedding. It'll be a sour point moving forward in their relationship that they're trying to build.
Is she the jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her biological father she just found out about a year ago, who she now has a great relationship with, very involved.
But he wasn't there.
All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are going nuts. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this one has triggered quite a few people because he wrote in and wants to know if his fiance is a jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her bio father, who she just met last year through 23andMe, and they just found out about each other. But they are having a great relationship. She's embracing him. He's embracing her.
They're bonding.
Half sisters she didn't know about. It's exciting. But now she's getting grief because she's not, one of the sisters is saying, how could you not walk?
You got your uncles instead of your bio dad now that you met him?
She said her uncles helped raise her and they were flattered. So is she the jerk for continuing to have her uncles walk her down the aisle? Let's go to the phones. Crystal is in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Crystal.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely not the jerk. I will tell you, this one hits kind of close to home. We had a very similar situation with my husband and his biological father finding him only weeks before our wedding.
Weeks?
We did not invite them.
They didn't even invite him.
We did not invite them because we were having a very intimate wedding ceremony. We just wanted it with very close family and friends.
This is an Am I the Jerk if I ever heard one. I can't believe you didn't write in with this one. Oh, my God.
We'll change your name, Crystal.
Crystal, this is wild.
The long and the short is we did do the same thing. We're having holidays, all the other things, but 8 years later, we discovered he was a child predator. So I think go with your gut. Woman's intuition never lies. Well, so stick with the uncles. And this is still the honeymoon phase. You don't know what that relationship is going to be like 5-6 years from now.
You're right. It's just like any other relationship. When you get to know someone, you never know. You got to get to know people. Dang. Friends, family, relationships. It's all, yes.
I'm thinking she's just happy she's found family, you know, blood relatives. Who doesn't want that?
They're enjoying getting to know each other. And,
but they're
getting to know each other. And so let's hope that's not the case. But you're right. You don't know people.
Don't get lost in that sauce.
And if he really wants to be part of her life, he'll appreciate the fact that the uncles were there when he wasn't.
That part. Ooh, Crystal. Ooh, you gave me goosebumps.
That would make a good... That part, that character in him should be thanking the uncles.
And think about it, it's not the dad that's bringing any of it up. It's the sister. So the dad might recognize and go, hey, listen, I get it. Do I want to? Yeah, but I'm not going to. It's not my place.
The girls are trying to stick up for their father, and they have no idea what it feels like to be the girl who just found her father. Forget them. Crystal.
Dang.
All right. You know what? Now this is good. Thanks for calling, Crystal.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Wow. That would be tough. You find out who your dad is weeks before your wedding. I wouldn't invite him either if I was having an intimate one. It'd be too weird. You would regret it. You'd be like, I can't have this guy.
I'm just repetitively mouthing, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, Sherry's in Germantown this morning. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Sherry!
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
What up, Sherry?
Wepa.
Big wepa.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely, 100% not on everything she said.
She cut out, but she said not the jerk. Yeah. You cut out right when you said not, and then it went dead.
And then said not everything she said. Okay, go on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the jerk, and I hope I don't cut out anymore because I'm in that dead spot.
Always in Germantown. What's it with Germantown? I don't know what the problem is.
We need to get y'all better 5G
towers. I don't either. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
This is comical.
Sherry, hold on. Put her on hold. She's poor things cutting out. She goes, so. Oh, Sherry. I love her so much. We know she says not the jerk. Let's go to Misty in Pewaukee.
Morning, Misty.
Good morning.
You ain't in the dead zone, are you?
Poor Sherry.
No.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for not having your biological father walk you down the aisle. She met him last year, but she's having her uncles walk her.
Not the jerk.
Wow. Swept. Mm-hmm. Sweep.
Go on.
Vacuumed.
Mm-hmm. Because?
Not the jerk. Because I was in the same dilemma. I have a stepdad and then my real father.
Yep.
My real father was in and out of my life. Mm-hmm. And I...
My cousin.
When I got married, mm-hmm. I chose my real father because, he's my biological father. And I felt horrible after.
Oh, did you regret it?
She did the opposite.
I did. I so regretted it. Yeah. My stepdad was there for me through everything.
He
and
was
I just,
your father,
I'm like, yeah. Why? Yeah, exactly. So... Yes, do you, girl. Do your two uncles. That's awesome. Have them walk you down the aisle. Stick to your guns.
Well, and Missy, let me ask, if you don't mind me asking, why didn't you have both, you know, your stepfather and your biological father walk you down? You know, just curious question.
I know. That is the best question.
Well,
I didn't have anybody swaying me. It was just a decision all by myself. Yeah. Nobody said anything. And that was me.
She thought she was doing the right thing in the moment.
You
and then
it.
In hindsight, and she sees it. So I'm glad that you're openly talking about this on the air, because there are brides listening or people who will get married one day and have this dilemma. I love sharing the story about my cousin. I am proud of my cousin for having her stepdad and not my uncle Walker. He was not there for her. He should not have been the one. So I'm glad you're going to help other people in the future, even though you have regrets over that. Misty,
that part,
just know other brides and grooms will be like, I'm not people pleasing. I'm going to do the right thing.
She had nobody to people please. I love the fact that nobody tried to like stomp on her plans. And I mean, granted, unfortunately,
she
regretted
was trying
it,
to
sure.
please her biological father, Misty. And Misty thought she was doing the right thing. You did the best with what you had, Misty. You know what I mean?
You already know, girl.
Yes,
that's
girl.
Exactly what happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We could go off forever. Thanks for calling, Misty.
We appreciate you. Much love. Bye.
All right. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. You know what blows my mind is how many people go through this. Like, I know there's a lot of blended families and stepdads and people finding out their father is not their father nowadays or whatever the case be. Or maybe you had a situation like my cousin where your uncle had an addiction your father had an addiction and he wasn't around, right? So I'm just shocked how much this goes on. How many times people have this issue at weddings. It's like everybody that called in could relate.
I was going to say.
Except for Sherry.
I'd say everybody. And we don't even know. We couldn't hear Sherry. We just know Sherry said not the jerk.
It's
for all
crazy.
We know, she said that she was completely related because she had something happen to this exactly her, the same thing. It could have been a 3-for-3, not the sweep, because everybody had something similar happen in their lives.
Exactly.
Wild.
Somebody texted in and said, P.S. Anyone can be a dad, but not all dads are fathers.
But can you be a daddy? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Send it my way. I'll let you know. I'm kidding. All right. Do you know what? Speaking of daddies.
You like that line?
I like it how you made it happen. All right. Speaking of the daddies, if you like them with an accent, we got one with an Australian one, ladies.
Down under.
Yeah, so this is going to be a fun week on Allie and DZ after Am I the Jerk, because everyone who wins this week gets to hang out with me on Dear Widows weekend. This is what's going to happen. You're going to win tickets to come hang out with me at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel on November 22nd, okay? We're going to see the Magic Men Australia. You're going to meet and greet with them. Yeah, I said it. I'll be there. Don't worry.
Hopping that kangaroo
I'll be
pouch.
Watching you. I got my eyes on you, ladies. And then you're going to have dinner at Rue Yi. Also going to be qualified for an overnight stay. So one of the five winners this week is going to get the overnight stay at Pottawatomie.
Just
That's
so
pretty
you know.
Cool. On top of the night out with your friends.
Stack it, girl. Stack
Boom!
It. Stack it like you about to stack man at Magic Man Australia. Ow.
Let's go.
What number?
Yes. It is on the 22nd of November for Dear Widows Weekend. Should I take number 22? Can't wait to see who's going to party with me. 414-533-1037. Aaron can come.
Bet.
Aaron, you're my date. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we all week after Am I the Jerk are giving away tickets to hang out with me on Dear Widows Weekend, which is November 22nd. We are going to be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I cannot believe who caller 22 is.
This is, I mean.
She won Neo tickets to the fair because you can win as much as you want on Kiss FM. Bring
you got the
up,
juice.
Bring up. She's now a regular Ariana in West Dallas. I cannot believe this. She got her own theme song, Ariana.
One Neo.
Oh, I swear to God, this happened one other time.
Buenos dias.
Don't fix these. You were caller 22, which means you are going to see the Magic Men Australia.
Woo! Stripper.
We're going to have so much fun.
Ariana, I am so excited.
I'm really actually excited because I won Dua Lipa tickets, actually.
I thought you won Neo. What did I say? Neo? Dua Dua Lipa. Yeah. She won Dua Lipa. Either way,
yeah, she's winning too much. She's winning too much.
No, she's winning just enough. I'm so excited. Ariana, you, me, and you get to bring a friend. You're going to have two tickets. We're going to be at Pottawatomie on November 22nd with the Magic Men Australia. You are going to enter the meet and greet with the fellas, and you have dinner for two at Ruyi at 6 p.m. before the show. And now you're qualified to win a one-night hotel stay at Pottawatomie.
Talking about dinner before dessert.
I'm telling them I want to stay right next to whoever wins that overnight stay. I am requesting a room right next to that person. I want everyone to know. And we're going to party.
Dibs.
I mean, I'll be gambling all night, but not the point, okay?
It's a party,
baby. We're going to have a blast. I'm super excited.
I am too, Ariana. Well, congratulations. I guess the rest of the week we'll find out who's going to be joining us, and you can go buy your own tickets as well. So.
Who's joining? Who's next?
Who are you bringing?
Oh, it's actually, so I have a friend, but also my aunt asked me, it's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Gigi.
Happy birthday, Gigi.
You're going to take, because I told her, I was like, hey, I'm going to try to win these tickets. She's like, you're going to take me, right? I was like, it's your birthday, so I guess.
Wow, and you just said it on air, so obviously now Titi got to go. Titi me pregunto si vamos a Magic.
I'm super excited.
Me too, Ariana. We're going to have such a fun night. All right. Somebody's going to be in touch with you, and good luck winning the overnight hotel stay. We'll find that out next week.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Mark the calendar, girl.
Y'all are too much.
We're going to be fun. This is going to be a fun night at Pottawatomie is all I got to say. So get your tickets or win them here. Yes, you do. Come on, show up and just gamble with us later. Come on, it'll be funny.
I'll show up to the gambling part, but I don't got no interest. I mean, I don't even want to go to like a joint for dudes. I don't let alone see another dude jiggling. Barely care to see anybody else jiggling but my wife, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, but you said you like to dance for your wife.
I'll dance for my wife. I'll jiggle for my wife.
I love it. I love it that you guys are so funny. All right. Well, another chance tomorrow to win these tickets. We're doing it all week. And then at 8:40 this morning, we have VIP tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
It'll stop.
Yeah, we're taking it up a notch with everything this week because it's almost Labor Day. A week from today, you guys.
It's so fastly moving that we got to kind of match energies. And if we don't, we're going to get lost in the sauce.
It's crazy. Speaking of getting lost in the sauce, I have news for you and all of our listeners. We've all been doing it wrong. Do you remember when we talked about how throwing banana peels and apples out the window, like why it's not a big deal because it's biodegradable? It might have even been an Am I the Jerk.
It was around Earth Day, and it was like April, mid-April. It was literally probably 4 months ago to the day. It was an Am I the Jerk that you were on.
Yes!
No. It was Sally Wraith.
That's right.
It was Sally Wraith.
She threw something out the window, but it was biodegradable, so she wanted to know if she was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're never going to believe they're calling me a jerk, and they're saying why you should never discard a banana peel outside.
We already went through this. It's okay.
We're wrong.
It's fine.
We're wrong, and I'm going to tell you why next. I feel like so many people have had these arguments about can you throw out the banana peel? They're literally saying we're doing it wrong.
Cap.
I'm in shock. I'll tell you why next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We've been doing it wrong. Unbelievable.
Speak for yourself and explain first before I agree, say I've been doing it wrong.
Dude, we decided that it was okay to throw out anything we thought biodegradable. Like, isn't a banana peel biodegradable?
A banana peel is biodegradable.
Did I miss something?
No, you did not.
Okay,
that is a fact of life.
Well, they're saying that most of us have done that, but throwing away a banana peel outside, we should not be doing. They said it's going to degrade naturally or be consumed by animals or insects, right? Like, that's what we all assume. If it doesn't biodegrade, then an animal will pick it up.
Which is okay. That's the point. Give them a little snack. I remember saying, like, if you throw it out and an animal will come by, pick it up and great. Little snack.
I'm an apple eater. Like, I love apples. I have, like, one a day at least when I'm on the go. And sometimes I throw them in my yard because I think, oh, the deer will love it in the front yard. She'll see it. I'm regretting it big time.
Why?
Because they're saying that we're actually screwing everything up in the wild. They said in the wild, animals are incredibly self-sufficient. They find their own food. It's just what they do. So when we begin to help them associate humans with easy meals, then their instincts erode and alters all of their like natural foraging patterns, dude.
Yes. We're ruining the ecosystem. And
thank you.
We're messing up their ability to find their own food. We're basically making them all domesticated animals,
that's
even
what
the
saying.
Wild one. Oh!
They said even though the banana peels will decompose quickly in the moist conditions like of a backyard or a compost bin.
Anything.
They said that the side of the road lacks the climate and chemistry needed to break down food scraps.
No way.
They said dryness. This is according to the executive director of Let's Go Compost, because I want to know who said this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're compost people. They said dryness, direct sun, and contaminated or compacted soil, minimal microbial activity, slow decomposition.
Which is literally the sides of the highways when it's all dusty and gross, dry mud,
so the
other trash, concrete.
It'll be preserved for months, if not years, it says.
Wow. And I've seen peels on the sides of the roads where I'm like, dang, that's a black, nasty, crusty old apple peel that's probably been there, you know, banana peel that's been there for who knows how many months. Wow.
Even worse, it says here's the next problem. It's like one problem after another. It's like, one, you're messing up the flow of nature by throwing food out, right?
Dang.
Two, they're now associating humans with food, which messes up the ecosystem. And ready for this, it also, we didn't even think about this, puts them in danger of being hit by cars. Like they're saying, you're also bringing them towards the road when you put food by the road.
So is it our fault that deer are getting hit? Because
I'm not taking that one for the team.
I ain't taking that round. I was like, come on now.
No, even though I have a Bambi in my backyard and we're buds. No.
Hold on.
This is why I have thrown an apple in the front yard, like pulling out of my driveway. But for the most part, people are like, do you feed the deer in your backyard? I'm like, hell no. Because that's, to me, messing with nature. And so I guess I didn't think of them being the same thing.
Well, here's my rebuttal.
What's
for
your
that,
rebuttal?
Actually, I'm sorry. Because then what's the deal with my neighbors? And shout out to Nick and Diane,
what
my
do you
retired
mean?
Neighbors next door. They're snow white like the top tippity of the best of them. They're out there feeding all the rabbits, feeding the squirrels, feeding the birds.
See?
People have been doing this for generations, and we haven't messed with their ecological system. What people feeding the ducks at the pond all the stale bread.
Is that why the ducks are in the middle of the street every day, all day, and I'm stopping for them no matter what road I'm on now?
I don't feel like we've messed up with enough of their ecological system to now say the apple or the banana peel getting thrown off to the side out the window is now an issue. Now, again, throwing plastic, throwing things that do not degrade, but actual compostable, you know, food, whatever? Nah,
you guys can call or text 414-533-1037. People are texting in things like, I wouldn't throw a banana peel, but I don't agree with what you said about the apples. It's no different than if you had an apple tree in your yard. Okay, well, hold on. Somebody also said, that's not true on the decomposition. Our yard decomposes banana on the regular. It takes a couple days. But did you hear what I said?
It's the yard.
Your yard does because of the soil in your yard.
They're saying, that same banana peel at the curb next to the street and see how long it takes.
That part.
No, seriously, that's what that means.
Yes, I'm glad. Exactly. Whoever wrote in first came Mario throwing banana peels. Now we're killing animals peels by throwing bananas on the ground. Video games taught us to do cruel things.
I do see where now you're allowing animals to, you know, not be able to find and forage for their own foods.
Yeah.
Sure. But then again, you go back to the birds and go, everybody giving these birds bird seed. They're still finding their own foods. These birds still know how to peck into the ground and grab worms. Mm-hmm. We haven't messed with them. So now all of a sudden, the trash pandas don't get to go in the trash no more.
Come on.
I feel like there's a little cap here, man.
Dude, pull up the caller. I want to see what they have to say. John in Germantown said, Allie, see if your deer wants Diet Coke. LOL. Kidding. John, I don't waste Diet Coke. Nobody gets my Diet Coke, okay? Nobody. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Your girl, Lori from Cedarburg.
Lori in Cedarburg. I hope you had a great time at the IndyCar races this weekend at State Fair Park.
Oh, it was a blast.
Good. Well, did you throw any banana peels on the track?
Ooh, be honest.
Would have been funny had a Donkey Kong and Mario Kart party vibe.
Diego Mario
what?
Kart on him.
Okay, good. You hear what we're talking about, though, Lori? You ever heard this?
Yes. I personally don't eat wildlife. Long story short, I had a raccoon get in our attic and then get into it with one of my cats. So because of that, I don't feed wildlife.
It. You're against it. So you're going no feeding wildlife regardless, even if it's just throwing a peel out.
Whenever I bring it down, I'll bring everybody back up. I literally, when I work security, no joke, had to write a report because somebody slipped and fell on a banana peel.
So they're just a day. So this is just about banana peels. Okay, this is just a gripe on banana peels.
You're lying, Lori. You're making this
I
up.
I am not lying.
You're lying.
I am not lying. I could text my old supervisor and she can prove it.
Stop
facts.
It.
We need that or it didn't happen.
Honestly, text or it didn't happen right now.
Right now. You're goofy, Lori.
I'm dead. Thank you for calling. That's hysterical. Bye.
All right, you guys
Bye.
Have a good day. You love you.
Love you back. Bye.
She said she had to do a report.
Yo. I mean, banana peels might be an issue, okay? If you're slipping on them, maybe.
Jason and Maguanago texted it and said, technically, if they find an apple on the side of the road, isn't that them still scavenging for food? Jason, did you not hear a word we just said?
It is technically them
it
still,
is.
But not by their natural way of looking for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, we'll argue about this next. Hold on. Don't do it.
I'm gonna.
I'm glad you're eating healthy, but don't do it.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna.
Damn it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Are you really gonna throw out the banana peel? Come on.
For me, it's not that serious. And quite frankly, to be really, really direct with you, the way I see my neighbors feeding the animals in the back and how it doesn't affect much of their ecological ability to get around. It's fine. Do I hate the way it ruins our yard and our grass? Yeah. I can't do nothing about that.
We're talking about how they said that you're basically not supposed to be throwing out banana peels outside. We've had this argument on the show before, and they're saying it actually messes with the ecosystem to the point where it confuses animals because then they associate food with humans. So you mess up nature in that sense, right? It also says they don't biodegrade on the side of the road a lot of the times because they don't have the correct soil or conditions for it to be biodegradable, which causes more problems. So it actually doesn't disappear when you throw it out. Somebody texted in, though, DZ, and said...
What'd they say?
They said, solution, throw biodegradable items in the grassy medians. Problem solved. That's what I do, Devin and Racine. Devin.
In the tall heather
You're
grassy medians.
You're hoping to God the soil's good, huh?
You just praying. He said, that's tall grass
Unreal.
Over there. Gotta be good soil. Yeet!
I don't know. They're saying we're not supposed to be throwing the banana peels out because we're messing with nature. Let's go to the phones. Amanda is in Racine. You guys know her. Come
you
on.
Better.
You better. Amanda.
Woo!
Girl. Love that. Love that. We're giving out VIP tacos and tequila tickets for Lil Jon this week. So just saying. Coming up before 9. All right, Amanda. Do you do this?
I don't
but actually, we have Snow White across the street.
You too.
And yes, mm-hmm. she has loaves of bread twice a day, feeds the animals.
Come on. So
all the birds, all the birds will flock from yard to yard to go in our yard. We got rabbits. We got squirrels. We even got a chicken coming here.
You know what? I have a berry tree in my yard that it's on the corner of my yard and my neighbor's yard. And I tried to cut it down when Bella was alive because she would go back there and eat berries all day, which she was fine. She lived her best life. But my neighbor was like, no, please don't. Well, now the birds. I'm like, ugh. And every birds morning, and like, chirp, 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 on that
but it's nature.
Stupid fruit tree, but it's nature, so I can't mess
with
it.
We're in the middle of the city, though. We are literally in the middle of the city. I'm like, why are all these animals here?
Well, because the neighbor. You got Snow White over there.
She's messing up the ecosystem.
Obviously.
Or she's helping save it. Think about it. Allie, had you chopped that berry tree down, those birds wouldn't have their natural means to get fruit. It's not like you planted it.
They would go down the street and get a different
one. No, I would literally see these animals. I will literally see these animals fighting over food. I'm like, what is going on over there?
Oh, all you bird lovers miss me with that because all they do is make a ton of noise at 5 a.m.
I don't know what side I'm on because I don't like birds at all.
But you said they're robots.
You know, another funny thing is that on the Ring doorbell, somebody said, where are all the birds at? I'm thinking, they're over here in my yard. Go get them.
Come get them, that.
Please.
Get them out of here.
Well, are you going to throw banana peels out or apples out after everything I've taught you this morning? Tell me the truth.
No, I never knew that this even was a thing, but I'm not going to. But Snow White will over there.
You didn't know it was a thing to throw out your peels and apple cores? I thought everybody did that.
I mean, I never really eat healthy, so I wouldn't know
she's
that.
She's such a law-abiding citizen. She's like, I don't litter. Nope.
She just wears her cardigan and kicks it.
And holds her apple core for 17 miles till she gets to a trash can. Unbelievable. Wepa!
Wepa!
3.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
You trying to go there?
No, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm being a little antagonistic right now because of the text we just got. I don't know what you're so mad about, Maggie.
Yeah.
We're not mad. She wrote in and said,
Maggie, you
tell
sound
DZ
mad.
To stop using WEPA for everything. He's using it wrong. For the love of Hispanics, but I love your show. Y'all mad? What the hell?
Because Maggie, are you a Magdalena? A Margarita? Because I don't know many Latina Maggies.
I don't know. She just said Maggie from Milwaukee.
Oh, I'm just at her neck now. I'm just talking trash. That's it.
I don't. You know what? What is the deal? Like Puerto Ricans think it's their word, or what's the story here?
Well,
what am I missing?
In a lot of senses, a Puerto Rican will say that they've created huepa, that they're the only ones. But so many cultures say huepa, huepa, hey, huepa,
in
so many variations.
In English, huepa, an exclamation of joy and excitement.
It's an exclamation of joy and excitement. It could be like saying woo, yay, woohoo, wow, let's go. Huepa can mean whatever joy might bring to you.
Why are you mad about a happy word?
Or you could use huepa as like a muepa, like ooh, huepa, boy, that ain't it.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry,
well,
but
according to Google,
Maggie, you're wrong. You're wrong.
It is a versatile slang term used in various Latin American countries, especially Puerto Rico, so as well, to express congratulations, enthusiasm, or general happiness. Okay, so
it's an exclamation of jubilance.
It became very popular by a song in 1974.
And it was probably being used long before then.
El Jorgorio? I don't know. And then, now people use hashtags like Wepa Wednesday. Okay, fine. I don't know why you can't say WEPA. I think you absolutely can, and I think we'll continue to.
I'm not going to listen to Maggie. I will tell you that right now. Because I will use whatever word is going to exclaim joy out of me. And it just so happens to be WEPA.
Ah, dang. Maggie owns it.
Maggie clearly got copyrights on it or something.
Call us and explain this to us. We don't understand. Okay, so moving on. I had to read that text quick. You can always text in 414-533-1037. I have been stressed out because something has been really tingling in my soul recently.
What does
really,
that mean?
It means I'm missing something. I want to get another dog.
What?
I know.
Nah, see, because you've tickled at this before, but you've always been like, not really, though.
It's getting harder not to have a dog. So Bella died in March of 2023.
It's been a couple years.
She was 14, and I just kind of kept going when it happened, and I had had her since she was a baby. Got her at the Wisconsin Humane Society in 2009 or whatever. And it was really sad when she died, and she was a great dog. She was half black lab, half beagle, loved her. It's just such a good dog. Well, she was there when the boys were born. She was there through everything.
She's been through it all with you, literally.
So when she died, I just kept it moving and I decided to enjoy the freedom because having a dog ties you to your house. I realized, oh my gosh, I can go out. I don't have to race home from work. I have all, the responsibility is gone.
If the boys are good, I don't got to be home after, oh, it's been 8 hours. I got to go let the dog out. Ain't none of that.
Who cares? Right. I don't have to worry about that. Because getting a puppy is like getting a baby. Let's be real at first.
Ish. Yeah, you got to really be on them.
So I was enjoying my freedom, but now I'm starting to get that little hole in my heart.
I know.
I see your dogs. I go over to your house, DZ, and I see Dino and Hampton. And I go,
oh, look at the love that they give and how annoying they are.
They're just unconditionally loving, you know?
Facts. No, facts.
And the boys are going to be 12 and 14 in the fall, right? In the next couple months, we're turning to those ages where they're more than capable of walking them.
So arguably, would this be their dog?
No. No, because we all know who's going to do everything. Let's be real.
Okay, touche.
But bringing that up, there's a reason I have to fix my fence. That's still broken. Mm-hmm. That was one of the reasons I was like using to not get a dog. You know what I mean? I was like, but it turns out that they listed the most popular dog breeds and the most popular names for dogs. So that I was like, well, do I want to get what everybody else has?
Have you considered what type of breed? Do you want another, you know, lab mix?
I think I want another lab. I always had small dogs growing up. We always had a dog growing up. It was always
Yorkies?
Small. No, it was more like mutts, but they were like a terrier mix. They were mutts. They look like mutts. We got them from the local Humane Society where I grew up. They were all mutts.
That's dope.
And they looked like it. So I've always adopted, but they said Luna is now the top dog name, beating out Bella, which is now third, which was when we named her that. Didn't even, because I was, you know, in a relationship when we adopted her. But yeah, now guess what else is on the top list? Daisy is one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like those are pretty big dog names. Luna, Daisy, Mocha.
I see. Tomorrow is National Dog Day. I was like, what day is actually, tomorrow is National Dog Day.
So we're getting ahead of it today.
So we're getting ahead of it, okay? So what are the breeds of your dogs?
So our smallest, aka our oldest dog, Hampton, she's a rat terrier mix.
She's so sweet, though.
She is literally a runt. She is tiny. She is a rat terrier.
Like a little chihuahua.
She looks more chihuahua than rat terrier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then Dino, our schmedium dog.
He's so cute, too.
He's got this awkward long body is because he's a mix between a boxer and a miniature pincher.
Would you have a preference between small and little since the one's a little bit bigger? Dino's medium.
Hampton was already too runty of a dog for me. I swear, from jump, I did not want her.
I would never pick a runty. The same. Even though I grew up with small dogs, I am a big dog girl now. Yes.
Love
absolutely.
Our dogs, but she was my first dog ever. Hampton was my first dog. Granted, was our first pet, period, being a cat.
You're a three-legged cat.
Three-legged cat. So when we got to the dog game, I just wanted a dog. I didn't care. I let my wife choose. Mm-hmm. We found basically a puppy mill, which I didn't know about at the time.
You didn't know it was a puppy mill?
No, had no idea. We just thought it was a cute farm that had a bunch of puppies.
You
got to
be careful with these breeders, man. And then they come with all these issues.
Thankfully, we've avoided it. We learned from that experience. I wanted Hampton's brother, which was the pick of the litter, big dog. Aaron wanted the little runty one that was jumping 10 feet in the air, so we got Hampton instead.
Aww.
The second she came home, we went, we're never getting another small dog.
You weren't feeling it.
No. Then we got Dino, which was a schmedium. He's even small because my favorite size dog is a pit or bigger. When we had Benny, I felt right at home with the size dog.
And then Benny died. Benny and Bella died right around the same time.
Right around the same time. We both lost dogs at the same time.
Oh, we did.
But we're not getting another dog. No, you're not.
Well, you have two and a cat right now. You're fine. And two children.
And two
you're good
smalls.
To go.
We're good.
Lucy, by the way, is the most popular dog name in the Midwest. I just wanted to shout that out since we're in the Midwest. I was like, who knew? I definitely want a bigger dog.
We're talking breeds, though.
Yeah, talking breeds. Guess what the most popular purebred dog in the country is?
Oh, purebreds? Ooh, I'd say probably like a Burmese mountain dog or something. No?
French bulldogs.
No!
That's what everyone is getting. What?
Frenchies?
My sister, Jenny, I'll call her out, Miss Adopt Don't Shop, then went straight to a breeder to get her poodle and has had more issues with this damn dog, I tell you what. Roxy has been in and out of the vet nonstop, but she is obsessed with this dog. I mean, for sure. Not a poodle. What is it? What am I thinking of? Maybe it is a poodle.
Is it a doodle?
Thank you. It's a doodle.
One of them doodles, right? Them doodles are mischievous.
Listen. And they have to walk her like 20 times a day, and she, or else she's nuts.
They get into some business.
They need exercise.
My wife's grandmother, her nanny, she had a doodle, and that they had to get a 12-foot fence, and that dog still jumped it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just realized we're telling all these stories, and I still haven't gotten to the top breed. My bad. So that was the purebred, but let's just talk about the top breeds in general.
I'm just loving that you're talking about dogs. I will keep this dog conversation going all day because I want you to get a dog ASAP.
I do too, but I just don't want to get it going into the winter, and I need to fix my fence. So I was thinking more fall. I mean, not fall. I was thinking more spring, DZ.
So you want to maybe plan it out.
For next summer.
You want to possibly start
fix my fence, you
know, window shopping.
Tell the boys, because I...
Prepare them. Ooh, that's big. Prepare
the boys. I want to be ready to the fact that I'm going to have to be outside walking this thing, getting up in the middle of the night. I'm not... Nah.
How about this? Because you, as much as you say you want a dog, you really aren't ready for one.
No,
homie to homie, fam to fam, like,
you're
not set up yet for one.
But I'm closer.
But what... Oh, 100%. You want one. What steps do we need to take to ensure you can get a dog? How can we fast track this? What do you think?
We have to fix my fence.
One.
And then we have to give away tickets as well. I just remembered to Two. VIP Tacos and Tequila Fest.
So
I
want
to go
things.
Off about this right now, but I'm like, dang it, we got tickets to give away. Okay. I will tell you what I need to do. I need to fix my fence, and then I need to find an appropriate dog. Like, do I need to decide if I want to get another puppy? I need to decide if I want to get an older dog.
Would you loop the boys in on this decision? Be like,
yes.
Hey, what kind of dog would you guys also want? Because I know you're like, it's not going to be their dog.
Yes.
But they are going to have to take care of it. I think this is perfect, especially at the age that they're at.
I know.
Where this is responsibility 101 on how to take care of a human being or just life. Life is what I mean.
What if they don't, you know... What if they don't? I don't know. Oh, Lord. Go to line 4 right now. I could see you guys calling and texting. People are texting and saying, get a Bernedoodle. They're amazing.
I'd avoid the doodles.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bella.
Oh,
snap.
Bella, good morning. In Kenosha. Dog lover extraordinaire.
Could have guessed.
Girl.
What up?
No kids, just dogs. Hey,
yeah, that's enough for me.
That's enough. Girl, I don't know. You think I got to get another dog, Bella? But I can't. I
know you do.
You want to hear what the top breeds are? Sorry.
I keep making you guys wait.
I'm sorry. Listen to this. The number one breed. We'll start from 5 and go backwards.
Perfect.
5 is the shepherd.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate to say ew, but
Well, you did.
They're just not
4
for me.
Is a Yorkie.
Double ew.
Because it's a little one, right?
They're too little. I'm scared. I'll
They're
break
too
them.
Little, yeah. The 3 is the pit bull, which
there we go.
I love pit bulls. They get such a bad rap.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Uh-huh. Number 2 is the Labrador Retriever.
Okay.
These are the top breeds in the U.S. right now for 2025. And number 1, you're never going to believe
drum
this.
Roll.
Go ahead, guess.
You want a drum roll?
Yeah. What is it, Bella? Guess. Go.
Labradoodle.
No.
It's got to be a schnauzer.
Nope.
Great Dane.
Nope.
Boxing?
Think. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
No. Please. No. No.
It's a chihuahua.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. I don't even like Taco Bell, but whatever.
Oh, God.
I do.
This.
Girl.
This just made me sad.
I hate chihuahua. That chihuahua
is so
the number one breed for 2025 in the United States. You guys. And then Luna's the number one dog name. And
Luna the Chihuahua. We got 1,000 Luna the Chihuahuas right
hell
now.
Hell no. Should I get a dog? Or Bella, I think we're doing next summer. I think that's what.
All right. Well, let's get that fence fixed. I told you. I'll come with my tool belt.
You will help me fix my fence?
She says so.
Absolutely.
Girl, I'll put up a blanket.
I got you. I built my own
We're
fence.
We're so ghetto.
We are.
No.
But I'll do it.
Allie, no.
Come on. It'll
like
work.
A pilot fence.
It'll work. Blame my
get
father.
Get out of here, bro.
All right, Bella, I love you. Thank
here.
You for calling. I promise.
I love you too.
When I get a dog, you're going to be there. Promise.
Okay, that sounds good.
After it comes home.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to take calls, but we just don't have time because we got to give away these tickets, man. But we will talk more on this show about me getting a dog in the future. I think it's an interesting time to discuss this, but I really think it's going to be in the spring that I actually adopt a dog.
This feels like it could become a continuation for us just because we've mentioned it. You keep time and time again going,
Bella was such
a dog.
I mean, I feel like the listeners knew her. People that follow me on social media know Bella. They knew her for years. They loved her.
Yeah.
but it might be time.
I think so. Honestly, I'd say you could do it before the winter hits, depending on the breed that you get.
You don't realize how much they ground you. And, like, you know, honestly, it's part of nature. Honestly, I can't explain it, you know?
I realize 100% what dogs do to ground you, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little too much. And then you go, all right, back up.
See,
too much grounding.
Now you're making me regret that I might get one. See, now, I don't know.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just trying to say, you know, think of all things Encompass. Get that list figured out. Mm-hmm. Think about the breeds. Get the boys involved. For sure, get that fence fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, honestly, that's the only thing that's setting you back is
Step
the fact
one.
That you don't have that fence
Step
fixed.
Step one, the fence. And then I probably would have a dog this summer if I had a fence. Let's be real. It's actually helping me.
I agree. No,
saving
if, you,
me
if
money.
You had a fence, it would have been a wrap.
It would have been a wrap. You're right. Absolutely. Okay. You know what? Let's give away these tickets, DZ. Every day this week, around this time, we are hooking everyone up who gets in at the correct caller to go to Tacos and Tequila Festival. This is going to be so much fun. It's happening on September 13th at Franklin Field, right in Franklin, Wisconsin.
Right there where the milkman play.
But these are VIP tickets. We haven't done these yet.
No, these ain't regular.
These are crazy. These include
talk to them.
Premier front of stage access, VIP express entry, VIP commemorative lanyard, access to the VIP lounge.
You heard?
Three craft margaritas included and a complimentary street taco flight.
Flight taco flight.
Well, we don't know. All of a sudden, we don't have tickets. They're going in my pocket.
How crazy!
Look at that.
The tickets are gone.
You must be 21 though to go to this. So 414-533-1037. Wow, they're getting a lot today. Not just tickets to get in, but they're getting the VIP experience.
When I say I'm trying to be somebody's plus one, I'm serious.
414-533-1037. We'll take caller 13. How about that? Because it's on the 13th of September. Good luck. Kiss FM. Tomorrow on the show, we have to discuss The Biggest Loser documentary, DZ. Please go home and watch it.
Dude, I will. I've been seeing it so much.
I have so much to say.
I want to check it out because I've been seeing all the little ads for it.
It was like I was number one on Netflix this weekend. And you either leave there thinking you love them or you think they're awful people. So I will discuss tomorrow. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, I'm also in like my trying to get fit girl era with the season coming up, feeling like I haven't been doing a lot of gym stuff. Well, and I've been recovering, so I haven't been working out at all.
Mm-hmm.
And buck season aside, like, I just want to get back into some type of fit shape. I can't run right now. I want to be able to run soon.
Well, how are you going to run? You got to run all over the Fiserv when buck season comes back. You got this.
And
you're
on
a roll.
And I got to run after these two kids. So it's like Biggest Loser, it almost feels sentimentally tied to me.
Because it was there to inspire us to do better. And so when you watch the documentary on Netflix, I'm dying to hear your thoughts. And we'll talk about it tomorrow right here.
Cool.
I'm dying to know your thoughts on if it made you angry or love it more.
All right. No, let's talk tomorrow. Give
really
me a second. I haven't seen any of it. I barely watched the trailer. So, let me get into that.
I just want to mention two things very quickly in passing. One, they say that Selena Gomez possibly had her bachelorette party this weekend.
Wait, when's the wedding?
Well, supposedly next month, which is next week.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering if they're getting married on Labor Day weekend because it's next weekend. Yeah, it would make sense. They were upset that the whole thing got leaked to begin with. So we know it's in September. But whether or not they're going to maintain that, I mean, it would make sense to be next weekend if she had her bachelorette party this weekend.
This weekend.
She was spotted with several friends on a yacht in Cabo, dancing, sipping drinks. Everyone's like, it has to be her bachelorette.
Was she wearing white?
Could have just been a vacation.
And not this time of year. Not with a wedding coming up so soon.
That's
bachelorette activity right there.
Well, and I want to go to Cabo. I mean, what happened with the weather this weekend? Okay, you're either for it or against it. Let's be real.
I'm for it.
Stop it.
I am. Dog. Okay. Think about it. I played football. This is my weather. This is when I thrive. I go,
The universe knew everybody was going back to school and was like, let's get them mentally prepared in the Midwest and let's make it a little chilly. Let's put them all in sweatpants on purpose.
That's exactly what happened this weekend.
Man.
You mad?
This is... Yes!
You mad or not?
I am mad because you know what happened this weekend?
What?
You guys can call or text and chime in how you feel about this abrupt change with the weather at 414-533-1037. I couldn't get comfortable. That's what was making me crazy. I had on shorts and a tank top because I wanted the vitamin D and I wanted some sun.
And then I go outside
and I'm like, ugh. So then I put a sweatshirt on and then I'm angry because now I'm sweating underneath because I have a sweatshirt on and the sun came back out. But then the sun leaves. I take the sweatshirt off. The sun goes down. Now I'm freezing again.
Now I'm cold again.
This weather makes me crazy. I mean, can I just get... It's beautiful weather for like a patio.
Yeah.
You want to sit outside. Rooftop. I mean,
bonfires.
I don't hate the 60s and low 70s. I'm just saying it's still August, and you're going to miss me with that it's time for fall nonsense. You're going to miss me. I'm not doing it.
I disagree with you
it's
so hard.
It's August.
You know I love you, dog, but I disagree with you so hard.
Well, maybe you don't love me if you're going to disagree on this one. Maybe you don't.
Maybe our love isn't so strong,
maybe
DZ.
Maybe you don't. Rude. You think, oh, football season. No wonder you love it so much.
I'm all here for it, and that is, quite frankly, exactly what it is.
There's a dew in the air.
This is, yeah, the dew in the grass in the morning, man. Walking through that, feeling right, that briskness in that air when you first step out of the day and go, that feels right, man.
You secretly like it.
I secretly love it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I love summertime. I love me some summertime, but fall, bruh, I'm not the one that's going to decorate. I'm not the one that's loving the fact that we now got pumpkins growing in our front yard and it's taking over our front yard.
You know, I'm a pumpkin girly, but not yet. It's ridiculous. After Labor Day, we can do that.
But that weather shift? I ain't mad at you. Give me about the 80s and 90s. I ain't mad at you.
What sucks about this is it's going to be freezing, and then, well, this isn't freezing, but now it's going to get really hot again in September, and we're going to forget it, everything we just said.
Dude, what's funny is I was at Mexican Fiesta on Friday, right?
Yeah, how was
and
it?
All the listeners, you know, pop up. How you guys doing? You know, And the random people that weren't listeners are like, are you guys enjoying the day? Everybody's like, yeah, it's one of the last ones. You know it. Everybody felt the shift because it was hot. Mm-hmm. It was definitely hot on Friday. But then Saturday and Sunday?
It was beautiful.
Chef's kiss it out.
It was good festival weather. I want to know what these people are going to say. Screw it. And we'll go to line two. Why not? Or line one. I don't care. Hey, either one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Allison from Racine.
With my favorite name. She got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Okay, listen. Now, we out here got the best name in the world. Y'all be forgetting about Daniel.
And two L's.
It is totally the best name in the world.
I got two on one right now. Okay, fine.
Love you, Allison. Okay, girl. This weather, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it, but I can't get comfortable. I don't know what to wear. Nothing works.
I cannot deal with all of these fall-loving mother truckers that want to talk about the pumpkin spice and we need to wear our hoodies and blah, blah, blah.
Give me a week already. Can we get through Labor Day?
Wisconsin, we wear hoodies 8 months out of the freaking year. Give me my 3 months of heat.
Amen, girl. Amen. You know what? Preach.
You had me in the first half with the pumpkin spice and decorating, and I'm not ready for that. Yes, Allison, no. I agree. But then, once you got a hoodie weather going on, listen, I'm popping out the house. We outside for hoodie weather. Mm-hmm.
All right, the phones are going crazy. Allison, we'll argue next.
Loves the snow.
Well, some people do, and they're weirdos, but hold on, Allison, hold on.
We'll talk soon. Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Much love.
She says nobody likes the snow. Huh? Oh, I know. They're psychopaths. I know them. They like ice fishing, too. They're weird.
Well, okay, now we're getting crazy.
Oh, now you want to back out,
now
huh?
Now we're getting crazy. Okay. We're talking fall first.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It is not fall yet. I know the weather has taken a turn, and I admit it was kind of nice, but I also had all these issues where I couldn't get comfortable. I had a tank and a shorts on, then I put a sweatshirt on, then I'm hot, then I'm cold, then
your body wasn't ready to acclimate yet. It really wasn't.
Like a
lot of people, though, I'll say respectfully.
I will say, in fairness, before we go to the phones, because poor Brandy's been in Sheboygan's been waiting forever. Bless her heart.
Bless her soul, child.
I will say it was nice opening the windows because I'm going to save some money now on the air has been bumping this summer. So last night was nice. We're getting a break on bills. I'll give it that.
Pros and cons.
Yeah, let's go to Brandy. Brandy. Thank you for your patience.
Morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
And now you're in Sheboygan. It's even colder in Sheboygan.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Girl,
Sheboygan.
How do you feel about this weather change?
It's awful. Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Thank you.
I'm not ready for it. I walked my dog this morning in shorts. I'm like, I'm in denial. I'm just going to keep walking.
Yeah. I kind of did that yesterday when I was outside getting cold and then hot. And I was like, I'm not ready for pants. I'm just not.
Nope.
I'm going to stay quiet because y'all can stay in denial, but there's nothing you could do to stop it.
You know what, DZ? Why are you such a hater of the warm weather? Why? You come from Colombia and you want to hate on the warm weather?
I'm so tropically warm-blooded, I'm thankful to cool off. Yes, it's because I'm so warm all the time. Because
Brandy,
I'm from Colombia.
Brandy, you and DZ are going to switch houses. You come down here to Bayview.
Yeah.
He's going to go up to Sheboygan and visit his friends at Lakeland.
Closer to Lakeland? Say less.
Honestly, it'll work out.
Brandy, you down?
Come south.
I'm with you.
Okay. Bring your dog and your shorts. All right. Bye, Brandy.
Hey, thanks for walking your dog too. Bye.
Seriously, good for you.
Bye.
She was awesome.
The dog walkers and the exercise outside people were probably like, oof.
Yeah, no. I'm not. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
You don't have to be quiet anymore because Alicia's in Milwaukee and she's actually on your side.
Alicia, good morning.
Girl, I'm about to leave.
Wepa.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Whatever. You like the cold weather?
Talk that talk. Come on, girl.
Well, I do enjoy the hot weather, but, you know, the fall is creeping in, so girl, I do not care.
You don't mind it.
I love this
well, now I'm being
cold
quiet.
Weather coming in. It just falls my favorite season, so it's just like, it's perfect. Coming.
It's perfect. It's hitting at the right time. Football exactly. Season's back in town. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The Brew Crew's doing what they need to do right now. You know what I'm saying? The Bucks are going to be back soon.
What are you guys talking about? I checked out when you said you like cold. What?
Oh, now you're not listening.
Sorry. Did you say something?
She's the fall hater.
Now Allie's all quiet, big hating over there.
I'm sorry. Did somebody mention my name? What'd you say? I heard nothing.
You're the fall hater now.
Nope. Didn't hear anything. Sorry. Alicia, I heard somebody talking, but no.
This is a me and you conversation. We'll take this off air.
Yep.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, I already know what my little victory is. I got my first winner on the list for the big night we're having at Pottawatomie on Dear Widows Weekend, baby.
Ooh, talk that talk.
Shout out to Ariana and West Dallas who won the first set of tickets today. We're going to give away more tomorrow, and then we're all going out for Dear Widows Weekend on November 22nd. And you guys can win tickets all week at 7:45, Ariana. You also get a chance to win an overnight stay at Pottawatomie. And you get dinner and you get to meet and greet the magic men of Australia.
You get all the magic and the men.
Yeah. that's my little victory is. I got my first person on the list who's going to be partying with us. And tomorrow's your next chance.
The first one in the crew is done. Is it going to be you tomorrow?
Maybe. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that now that I can go back to the gym, I am going back to the gym.
So y'all, happy for you.
Y'all better tell the Princeton Club and my trainer, Jeremy, that I am on the way, baby. Woo! Today is my first day back in the gym in like 5 months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play?
Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you nervous?
I am so nervous.
You shouldn't be. They're going to be so happy to see you.
I am quaking in my boots right now. No, I'm so serious.
Well, you're not going to get a chance to work out because everybody's going to want to talk to you because they miss you. They're going to be like,
DZ!
Next thing you know, it's over.
I am excited to go back.
Well, I'm excited for you. Happy first workout.
Thank you.
Jeremy will be good to you.
He better be.
And don't worry, I'm just going to come watch from a corner.
Allie's going to come get B-roll.
I'm going to come heckle you from afar and be like, hey!
That might motivate me. What you got for the rest of the
day?
What's up? That might motivate me
to heckle you.
To work out. Like, work out better.
Better yet, I'll go get the boys and I'll have them heckle you.
It'll distract me from worrying about my leg the whole time
throughout
the whole workout.
That's why you got a personal trainer. Jeremy's going to make sure he takes care of you. And if he doesn't, I know where he lives and I'll find him.
That part.
The end.
Little victories.
Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.